speaking with Aloma?
Yes, I'm Aloma.
Hi, this is Cheer. I'm calling you from Family First. How are you doing today?
Okay.
I'm reaching out to you to continue the enrollment process so you can get some home care services.
Oh, yeah,
do you have a minute?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So did you have your assessment with the independent broker yet?
I mean, well, they sent me
Sir, I'm not understanding you. Please speak clearly.
I'm sorry. You mean they came here? They came before, and then they're gonna call me. So I don't know if I'm in it or what.
Okay. Let's call into the independent broker's office and see where your case is holding, okay?
Okay, thank you. My mind's a little on this stuff.
Bear with me while I get us connected.
Sure, thank you.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding. All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding.
Bear with me.
Yeah, thank you.
of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding. All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and we'll...
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. My name is Shakaya. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status?
Hi, Shakaya. My name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First. I have a mutual participant on the line. He's calling in to look at the status of his case and see if he needs to schedule an assessment. He's on the line with you right now, so you can ask him what other questions you need.
Your name, please.
My name is Shira.
No, his name.
Okay.
I'm a female.
His name. Her name, the applicant's name.
My name. I'm a female. My name, Aloma Corton Rosa.
Spell the first name.
A-L-O-M-A. Aloma, and Corton, C-O-R-T-O-N, and then Rosa, R-O-S-A.
What do you got?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty, I'm going to ask you some other personal questions, and that's just to protect your privacy and to make sure that I am speaking with the correct individual. We won't speak to anyone about your case without your written or verbal permission. May I have your date of birth and address, please?
911-63-131 South Horse Street, 2nd floor, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18101.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Give me a moment here. I'm going to place you ladies on a brief hold while I pull up the case, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for holding.
You're welcome.
All right. And who else do we have on the line with you, Miss Aloma?
Well, I'm here from the beginning. My name is Shira.
Caseworker, case manager, social worker.
Enrollment coordinator.
All right. So, Miss Aloma, we are missing the physician certification form from your doctor.
They still haven't sent it. I spoke to the lady last week. I want to call her again. I'm gonna call them again. Cause she, I spoke to her and talked about it, and I sent the form to them, right? So they got a.
Yes.
So I gotta call the girl again. I'm gonna call to soon. I finish with your job to call her what was going on, because they sent me a letter the same thing that they still haven't received a form. That was last week.
Yeah. And that's Dr. Mulkey?
Mulkey, they say I got
M-U-L-K-I?
No, he's not my doctor, but they said they got, since, I don't know who's that doctor, I think he deal with this enrollment thing. I don't know, because my doctor is Ms. Espinoso. So I don't know. Let me see her name. Wait a minute. Let me pronounce her name right. I'm gonna give another name. I don't know. This is on 17th Street. 17th Street, Miss.
400 North 17th Street.
Yes, correct. And I had her name somewhere. Okay, I got her name on the front page. Her name Jenna. G, letter G, I guess initial. Esposito. That's right, Esposito.
Right, so I'm going to send another form, but I'm going to attention it to Dr. Esposito.
Yes, that's my Dajena G. Esposito. The other doctor I don't really know. I don't really know because my other doctor was Stacy. But then she moved, they transferred somewhere else. And then she became a doctor about a month ago, July.
Okay, so I'm going to resend the form and attention it to, you said Jenna Esposito, right?
Yes.
All righty. And it's the same facility, same number, just different doctors. Is that correct?
Yes, because they told me they would send it to the doctor that do deal with this. I don't know if she deal with, I don't know. But they looking for the, I don't know if she's a, you know, a real doctor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What they say, it got to be a doctor, like. So the doctor he gave me, they told me that about him, too, the name. They told me, but I said, no, see, this is the one I see. It's Posito. Posito, yeah.
Okay.
And the number is like, I think they got a number, 610-969-3500. That's the number.
Let me see.
Understand what it is.
All right, I'm going to send another one.
See, tomorrow I got an appointment, right, in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they sent me a form there that I got there, but they said they're going to send it. I could go and tomorrow, too. You know, I'm going to do that, too. And I got an appointment there. So right there across the street. So I could pass in there and talk to the, you know, this form.
Okay.
I could do that, you know, too. I could, you know, to help.
All right. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I did go ahead and resend it to the 610-969-3500.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, okay.
I'm okay.
All right, I think Ms. Shearer had, I think she was trying to say something.
Is the assessment that he had, has it expired, or does he have to do another phone assessment or anything like that?
No, he had an intake visit assessment on August the 28th of this year, so that will be good for a year.
Okay.
Alrighty. And then, yeah, his Fed assessment is good for a year, too, and that was done September the 8th.
All right, you said the 20th he had his assessment. Okay. All right, mm-hmm. Fine. So I guess we're just, has the area and aging, oh, they won't reach out until his PCP form is in, correct?
No, she had that already. She had that around September the 8th.
You had that September, okay.
But it was NFI.
It was in a what?
NFI. The results were NFI.
What does that mean? I apologize.
Nursing facility ineligible.
Uh-huh. Is Aloma,
so
are you
that
in
means,
the nursing
that means. No, that doesn't mean that that she has to be in the nursing home. That's just the status. I'm not sure why they add the nursing facility in the statuses, but it's either NFCE or NFI. And NFI means that she was denied through the area agency on aging for her second visit.
Uh-huh. So, okay, I understand. What can she do to continue?
Well, she's going to have to continue with the process and get the denial letter. Mm-hmm. And if she wants to appeal that decision, she has the right to do so. But she has to wait to get the denial letter in order to do so. If that makes
uh-huh.
sense.
All righty. Fine. Thank you so much for your assistance. Aloma,
yeah,
is there anything
uh-huh.
else you have any questions about?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to try that tomorrow. I'm going to go to the cinema. I got an appointment.
Okay. All right.
You know, I'm going to
okay.
go across the street and let them know that the form, they got to send a form, you know. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. And